Let's kind of remember everything that's happened to Joseph so far. Remember, I've been telling stories about a guy in the Bible named Joseph. Remember, Joseph was his father's favorite son, but because he was his father's favorite son, and his father gave him that coat, remember that coat he gave him with all the bright colors on it? Joseph's brothers were jealous of him and hated him, and they threw him in that well, remember that? And then they sold him to some people who were traveling by as a slave. And then Joseph's brothers ripped up that coat of many colors, and then they put some sheep's blood on it, and they lied to their father, and they said a lion came and killed Joseph. But that was a lie. And then Joseph went to Egypt, and he was a slave to a man named Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife tried to keep kissing Joseph, and Joseph kept saying no, and then she lied to her husband, Potiphar, and Potiphar threw Joseph in jail. Wow, that's a lot of bad stuff to happen to a guy, isn't it? But as bad as all that is, God really liked Joseph, and that made all the difference. So, God made things go well for Joseph when he was in jail. The man who was in charge of the jail liked Joseph and made Joseph his helper. There were lots of men in the jail, but there were two men who were there. One was a baker, and one was a cupbearer for the king of Egypt. And while the two men were in jail, they had a dream. But the two servants, when they had their dreams, they didn't know what the dreams meant. One servant had a dream about growing grapes. And when the grapes were ready, he squeezed them in his hand and the juice went out of the grapes into a cup. The bread-making guy that was in jail had a dream that he was making bread. And when he got the bread all done, he took it out of the oven and he put it in a basket. And then he put the basket on his head and he was walking to the market with the bread basket on his head, balancing it there. But while he walked, some birds came and ate all the bread out of his basket. And they didn't know what those dreams meant. So Joseph said to the two men, "You know what? God has given me the ability to tell people what their dreams mean, and I'll tell you what your dreams mean." So that's what Joseph did. To the man who had the dream about the grapes and squeezing the grape juice into the cups, he said, "Your dream means the king of Egypt is going to bring you back to the castle, and you will serve the king again." And then Joseph said, "When you see the king, will you tell him about me here in jail?" And the man said, "Yes, I'll tell the king about you." Now to the other man who had a dream about carrying the bread on his head, Joseph said, "Your dream means the king of Egypt doesn't like you anymore, and he's going to kill you in 3 days." And you know what? That's exactly what happened to both men. The one got sent back to the castle and served the king, and the other one got killed. But the servant who went back to the castle forgot to tell the king about Joseph in jail. So next week, we're going to continue the story because this is a long story in the Bible. Joseph is still going to be in jail, but something good finally happens to Joseph in jail. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for being with us, even when things go bad. Amen. Thanks, Carter, for coming down. Do you want to go with Donut?